without knowing the specific number to the XPR, I mean, are they 4550s? Are they 7550Es, 550s, 5550s or 5550E mobile units? Those are the specific ones. And there's UHF R1, which is the lower part of the band, most recommended for ham. UHF R2, which is most frequently recommended for GMRS bands. They are DMR capable, but that's when you get into your ham license and other DMR licenses and things like that you're going to need. It's going to add up on you. This is a wise investment of mine for the radios that I have. But I also use my radios outside of GMRS and amateur. I have commercial bands in there for a side job that I have and other things. But, if you're getting into serious, if you're going to seriously get into Motorola, make sure you know what you're getting into. And do you know any of the HT or mobile numbers you have, like an XPR 5550 or something like that? Because if it says 5380 or any other of those numbers, they're not going to be compatible because they're